Zok de elgem Mishnah Vayitam, Sechtes Bikurim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Eilu Mevi'in, Veloi Kairin. The following bring Bikurim, but they can't read the Parsha of Bikurim. Hager, a ger that was Megayer himself. For that matter, his children, maybe they can bring Bikurim, but Ve'ena Kairin, they can't read the Parsha of Bikurim. And the reason is She'ena Yachal Loimer, they won't be able to say, Asher Nishba Hashem Laveisenu Laseis Lanu, because their avos are not from Yisrael. Gerim also did not take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. However, v'maisa imoy in Yisrael, as far as his ger is concerned, if his mother was from Yisrael, maybe he can bring Bikurim v'kaira, and he can read the parsha of Bikurim. The Rambam says, tells us the Batanura, that the halacha is not like this Mishnah, rather a ger could bring Bikurim and read the parsha. And he can also say, laviseinu lasis lanu. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael was given to Avram Avinu. And Avram is considered the father for Gerim, just like he's a father for Yisrael. The Pasuk says that Hashem said to Avram Avinu, Ki av haman gayim nisaticha chazal darshan. Before you were av to Aram, now you are av to the entire world. For that matter, concludes the Batanura, contrary to what we're going to see soon in the Mishnah, when he davens, he can say, L'kei aviseinu, even if he doesn't even have a mother from Yisrael. However, our Mishnah says, Kishu Mispal, when he davens ben Eile ben Atzmai, Oimer, he says, in the quiet Shemoneh Esrei, instead of Elokei Aviseinu, he says, Elokei Avos Yisrael. When he's the Shliach Tzibur in the Beis HaKnesses, Oimer, he says, Elokei Aviseichem. B'maisa Imam Yisrael, if his mother was from Yisrael, Oimer, he can say Elokei Aviseinu, both during the quiet Shemoneh Esrei and during Chazar Sashatz, but again, but the Ruh tells us that the Rambam paskins, and when he davens, whether it's on his own, Bein Eile Bein Atzmai, or in the Beis HaKnesses, if he's a Shliach Tzibur, he says L'kei Aviseinu, and that's true even if he's not someone whose mother is Yisrael. You know, there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Ahavtem Es Ager, to suppose to show a special Ahava for a ger. I remember when I was a child, he was from the Chashav Rabbanim in Barapak. So let me tell you what my friend Nayach told me. He had a guest that came for Pesach. He didn't know who the guest was. Someone asked if a guest can come to him. The man had flown in from someplace. And this guest asked my friend a shaila. He told him he's a Geret Tzedek. Oh, very nice. But this is the first like Yom Tov that I'm putting on tefillin. But I don't know, should I put on tefillin chalamite or not? There are different menhagim. And I heard that there's a chashav Rav in Barapak. His name is the Deborah Tzina Rav. Can we go ask him? So my friend Nayach said, look, it's Erev Pesach. We'll get a chance. We'll ask him what you should do. Lamaisa, everyone's very busy before Pesach, and they're already walking home from the Seder. And this person says to my friend, I'm not going into your Seder. I'm staying on the grass because I have to know this, and you didn't go ask him. So he said, look, you're not putting on tefillin till Chalamite anyway. But he said, no, I'm staying outside. So fine, you want to stay outside? Stay outside. So my friend's wife said, where's our guest? So he said, I don't know what he wants. I didn't have a chance to go to the Deborah Tzina Rav to ask about his tefillin, but he doesn't have to know now whether he's wearing tefillin chalamite. The first day chalamite, we'll go ask him. She said, no, then go now to the Deborah Tzina Rav. So he listened to his wife. He thought it was a little funny. Night of the Seder, he's bothering the Rav. I mean, some people go to a Rav the night of the Seder if there's an emergency shiloh. I don't know, a mouse jumped out of your backs of matzahs or something, but not about a shiloh for chalamoid. Anyway, he came to the Rav with this man. Eldri Rav, and he told me how he looked like a malach alikim and his kittel and all his children and einiklach. He said, oh, what should I do? So the Rav saw them. He got up right away, went away from the table, went into a side room. He figured it must be an emergency shiloh, yes? So he said, this man wants to know if we should wear tefillin chalamoid. And the Rav didn't say anything, but like he gave him a look like, and that's why you're coming now? Or maybe he thought he was going to give him such a look? So my friend quickly said, he's a Ger Tzedek. The Rav stopped. And suddenly the color of his face changed. There was a big smile on his face. He said, of course, come sit down. And they discussed the whole shiloh, explained to him why yes, wearing tefillin chalamoid, why not wearing tefillin chalamoid, what he should do if he's a Ger Tzedek, as if there's no Seder, there's no nothing. This is his mitzvah right now that was brought to his door, the Ahavtem Es Hager. Like, in a second, He saw his total demeanor, the world simply changed. It was the mitzvah for the moment.